Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 52. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 21. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Mainly clear and dry Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Low 40s Wednesday, upper 30s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 39.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A southbound entry ramp to Interstate 35 on the Kansas Turnpike was reopened early Friday morning following a temporary closure caused by a semi-accident. Julio Flores has more.
The incident occurred on the west side of Emporia and caused minimal disruption. The Kansas Turnpike Authority reported that the entry ramp to southbound I-35 at mile marker 127 was temporarily closed after a semi slid off the highway. The crash occurred at 6:30 a.m. on Friday. By 7:58 a.m. on Friday, officials announced that the southbound entry ramp at mile marker 127 had been successfully reopened. No injuries were reported. I'm Lou Flores.
A Kansas pilot was seriously injured on Saturday when his aircraft struck a power line. The Kansas Highway Patrol said it happened around 1:30 p.m. in Labette County. The 1992 Cozy Cub fixed-wing aircraft was trying to land at a private grass strip and hit a power line, causing it to nose to the ground. The 26-year-old pilot was taken to Labette County Health with serious injuries. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a suspected child abuse case in Belleville after the Belleville Police Department contacted the KBI on the morning of Thursday, December 26th. To investigate when an unresponsive 3-month-old infant was transported from the Republic County Hospital to an Omaha hospital. The child's parents brought her to the Republic County Hospital on December 25th, and hospital staff later contacted the Belleville Police Department. A pediatrician at the Omaha hospital indicated the child had no brain activity due to severe injuries she had sustained, and at this time of the report, the infant remained on life support. The investigation is ongoing. A Kansas State University study that collected 29 years of data from the Flint Hills found that reintroducing bison to tall grass prairies can double biodiversity of native plants and increase drought resistance. Native species biodiversity increased between 0.58 and 1.06 species per year, depending on the area with the introduction of bison, with researchers finding that introducing cattle increases biodiversity by half as compared to bison. Dominant grass cover in areas where bison grazed was significantly lower than in ungrazed areas, but the grass was not eliminated completely. The area where bison grazed was cleared and gave space for new native plants to thrive. This finding was replicated by cattle, but to a lesser extent, and researchers credit this to differences in their grazing habits. Bison are year-round grazers, whereas cattle typically only graze during growing seasons. Bison also form grazing lawns, whereas cattle do not. Grazing lawns create areas that lead to a significant decline of dominant grasses, which helps create a concentrated area for diverse species to grow. Researchers gathered data on the species from 2011 to 2012 droughts, which researchers say were one of the most extreme droughts events that have occurred in the Great Plains since the 1930s Dust Bowl, and found that the new biodiverse species were resilient during droughts. Recovery in the bison grazed areas was rapid and rebounded to pre-drought levels within 2 to 4 years. Researchers found lower resilience in cattle-grazed areas than bison-grazed areas, but it remained higher than ungrazed areas. This is because the dominant grasses in ungrazed areas rely heavily on shallow soil water, and the biodiverse species often relies on deeper soil water. The increase in competition for water between grasses decreases the resilience and ability to rebound. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Christmas holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Tuesday, December 24th, through 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, December 25th. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked one fatal non-DUI-related crash involving one non-DUI-related fatality over the holiday, and the fatal crash occurred in Doniphan County. Across Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that there were 7 DUI arrests, the same as 2023, 227 speed citations, down 143 from last year, 309 speed warnings, down 17 from 2023, 14 adult safety belt citations, down 7 from 2023, 0 safety belt citations for teens, which is down 2 from last year, and 8 child restraint citations, down 1 from last year. There were 218 motorist assist calls, down 231 from 2023. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin work on a bridge replacement and pavement reconstruction project along U.S. 281 in Osborne County this week. The $18.9 million project will involve the removal and replacement of the bridge over the North Fork Solomon River, located south of Portis. And in addition, the Kansas Department of Transportation will also reconstruct approximately 3.5 miles of U.S. 281 between the North U.S. 24 Junction and South City limits of Portis. This portion will be widened into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders. The project work will initially be constrained on the shoulders with occasional lane closures possible. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close the highway in March of 2025 and reopen it in late fall, and a state route detour will be in effect during the closure. More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. King Construction of Heston is the primary contractor for the project, which is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, known as EIC. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. In Nebraska news, 31-year-old Kelly McCormack was arrested Friday after a months-long investigation into a contraband delivery at a Lincoln prison last year. McCormack is being charged on suspicion of intent to deliver a controlled substance and unlawful acts in the Department of Corrections. An investigation began on December 28, 2023, when a Nebraska State Patrol investigator received a report of contraband at the Reception and Treatment Center. As earlier that day, correction staff found 2 tennis balls covered in duct tape and spray-painted white in the snow, and 4 socks containing contraband were also discovered. The items were found within the fence on the northwest side of the prison, and the surveillance video showed a person walking toward the fence and making 6 throwing motions. According to the arrest affidavit, a few weeks later, investigators found that one tennis ball contained 14 grams of marijuana and the other one had 18.3 grams of marijuana. The socks contained a charger, 2 cell phones, and an unopened box of Newport cigarettes. An inmate had been communicating with McCormack using code words to discuss the contraband, and investigators later learned that an unknown person dropped off the 2 phones at McCormack's home several months prior. Just days before the contraband was found, McCormack went into a Walmart in Lincoln with another man to purchase 2 phone cards, which were used to activate the phones. And McCormack had also allegedly acquired the marijuana found in the tennis balls. On December 28, 2023, McCormack dropped off another man on the northwest side of the prison, and that man then threw the contraband over the fence. McCormack then picked the man up and dropped him off at the Lincoln Bus Depot 2 days later, where the man left on a bus to an unknown destination that morning. An arrest warrant was issued for McCormack on Thursday, and he was taken into custody the next day. And according to court records, he was scheduled to be arraigned in Lancaster County Court on Friday. On Friday, authorities in central Nebraska identified the teenager that was killed in a Christmas Day crash as 17-year-old Gavin Reisbeck of Ravenna. Reisbeck was the quarterback of Ravenna High School's football team and also played on the basketball team. He was a junior. The sheriff's office said Reisbeck was driving a pickup truck at about 8:40 p.m. on Wednesday on a gravel road south of Pleasanton when the pickup went into a ditch, rolled, and hit a power pole. Reisbeck was ejected and was pronounced dead at the scene, and three other teens in the pickup were taken to Kearney area hospitals. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A $22,677.52 grant from the Beach Family Foundation will help Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas purchase two new mobile health stations, six spot unit monitors, 16 Withings blood pressure machines, and contactless thermometers. This equipment, which is used to measure and monitor the vitals of an individual, will replace outdated mobile health stations. DSNWK President Jerry Michaud said this advanced equipment significantly improves the ability to monitor the health of the individuals they serve, ensuring accurate and timeless assessments. He said this new and improved equipment will help DSNWK continue to provide a safe and efficient healthcare environment. Michaud added that DSNWK thanks the Beach Family Foundation for their continued support of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Northwest Kansas. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, December 16th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. After an executive session that was called by Chairman Garrett Beidler at 9:10 a.m. for the purpose of non-elected personnel and to include the county clerk, Robert D. Wyatt, and attorney-elect, Abigail Horn, the commission returned to regular session at 9:20 a.m. with no action taken. The commission reviewed bids submitted for a new or replacement roof at the Norton County Attorney Building. Two bids were submitted, and the bids included options of fiberboard with EPDM rubber roofing, remove and repair with TPO roofing, and to replace with a pitched roof, though no final decision was made on the roof at that time. Leslie Fonenstil with the Norton County Health Department reported on department operations to the commission, and included in the report was staffing and looking into replacement of the firewall and server at the department. Leslie also informed the commission that they have been doing some lighting replacement at the county health department, and Leslie stated they're replacing the old lighting with new LED lights. Finally, Leslie reported that staff will be participating in a required Kansas Department of Health and Environment course drill in Colby on January 9, 2025. Kathy Carlin was in visiting with the commission on recommendations from the recent audit performed by Mapes & Miller, as the commission wanted to review the areas outlined in the audit that needed to be addressed. Added tax statements 2024-1186 through 2024-1192 were presented to the commission for signature. The statements were added for late filing of intangible taxes, and the added statements were approved as submitted. Adam Zurr called to speak with the commission on a road concern. Adam stated that he would like road E7 viewed north of U.S. 36, and he also reported on illegal dumping in the same area. Mid-month checks were presented to the commission for approval, and upon review, the checks were signed and approved. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department provided quotes for gravel that may be needed by the county. Three quotes were provided, however, no decision was made on a purchase. Terry then spoke with the commission on CDL training and the cost to provide it, and the best option for the dollars if the county has at least four operators needing the CDL. Also discussed was rebuilding the older machines at the department versus dealing with mechanical issues due to emissions on newer equipment. Sheriff Troy Thompson presented to the commission a memorandum of understanding that was drafted by the City of Norton for the impound lot. The understanding would be an agreement for the responsibilities, disposition, and terms of the impound lot, and Troy gave the commission the history of the lot and how it was originally developed and funded. The commission and Troy then discussed the options available for the county. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the November 27, 2024 minutes, with a second from Chairman Beidler, and a motion was made by Chairman Matchett to approve the December 9, 2024 minutes, with a second from Chairman Beidler, and the motions passed. A motion was made by made by Commissioner Thompson to approve a 3% cost of living raise for full-time employees of Norton County for 2025. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until December 16th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny with a high near 52 and windy, with a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 30 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour today. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 21 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour tonight. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 39 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 14. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, New Year's Day, it should be sunny with a high near 43. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 37. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. On Saturday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 26. And on Sunday, there's a 20% chance of snow, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 21. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.53. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for your Kansas sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This holiday season, drive into savings with United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualifying members can enjoy a 2% lower rate than advertised on all 2010 and newer auto loans. That's right, 2%. Apply today and drive away with a great deal. Terms and conditions may apply at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero. The Kansas City Chiefs Week 18 game against the Denver Broncos doesn't matter a lick for the Chiefs. They've already clinched the number one overall seed in the AFC and the coveted playoff bye in the first round that comes with it. But the game still means something for the Chiefs' opponent. The Broncos missed their chance to clinch a playoff spot in Week 17 when they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime on Saturday, 30-24. The Broncos still control their own destiny going into Week 18. A win, and the Broncos are into the playoffs for the first time since 2015. And it's likely, not guaranteed, but likely, that the Broncos will be taking that opportunity up against the second stringers for the Chiefs. The NFL announced the Week 18 game times following the conclusion of Week 17 action. The Chiefs and the Broncos will kick off at 4:25 next Sunday. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
ValleyVet.com. Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels to squeeze-shoe choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at valleyvet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valleyvet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.